Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in today's episode, we're going to look at how to increase your horse's engagement. Now, developing engagement is essential if you want to progress up the dressage levels. An engagement is a term that's often used by judges on dressage score sheets. Now, when your horse is engaged, his balance will be more uphill, your transitions will be smoother, and your lateral exercises will have more fluency and flow. But what does the term engagement actually mean? And how do you go about developing engagement in your horse? And how do you know when you've got enough or not enough of it? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is engagement? Well, the term engagement is used to describe the horse's ability to work in degrees of self-carriage and collection. Now, the horse's hind legs step further forward underneath his body to carry more weight on his hind quarters than on his shoulders, relative to his level of training. Now, basically, if your horse feels light and uphill, finds transitions easy, and does everything you ask of him fluently and with ease, then you probably have engagement. However, engagement is only one element of your horse's overall way of going, and is in turn made up of several other components. For example, if you take a look at the impulsion collective mark on your dressage score sheet, you'll see that it includes engagement of the hind quarters, along with the desire to move forward, and elasticity of the steps, and the suppleness of the back. So when you're schooling your horse to increase engagement, you're actually working on several components, rather than just one in isolation. Now, when your horse is not engaged, he will feel as though he's disconnected, he's unbalanced, is moving with his hind quarters either in or out instead of following on one track, and he may fall through his transitions. Now, if all of this happens, then he's definitely not engaged. Now, let's take a deeper dive and look at three components that help make up engagement. So, component number one is forwardness. So you need to have your horse working freely forwards. Now, with young horses, that can feel as though the horse is running away with you. However, you must resist the temptation to slow your horse down, because that will be counterproductive in the long run. Now, once the horse understands the half halt, then you will be able to improve the balance without compromising on energy and his desire to go forwards. Now, at the other end of the scale is the horse that doesn't want to go forwards. Now, here you must be careful that you don't override and push the horse out of his natural rhythm and balance, as this will only serve to put him more on his forehand. Now, when it comes to forwardness, remember that forward is a state of mind. It doesn't mean that your horse is going faster. It means that your horse has a forward-thinking thought. Now, moving on to component number two, which is suppleness. Now, engagement is all about the horse's ability and willingness to take more weight onto his hind quarters, making his forehand lighter and more mobile. So to create more engagement, the horse must increase the tuck of his pelvis and create extra bending of his hind leg joints. Now, to do that, the horse must be supple through his top line and in the joints of his hind legs. So you can see that that relates to the horse's longitudinal suppleness and the suppleness of the joints, which we talked about recently in previous podcast episodes. Now, finally, component number three is straightness. So for the horse to be engaged, he must be straight. A straight horse will be able to take more weight on his hind quarters instead of swinging them out. Also, in order for your horse to be truly supple over his back, as per the previous component we've just talked about, he must again be straight. So when the horse is moving along a straight line, his footfalls follow on one track only. On curved lines and around circles, the horse's hind legs precisely follow the tracks made by his front legs. And when moving laterally, the horse's hind legs should follow in the direction of the movement and should never be displaced out from underneath the horse. Okay, so now that we know what engagement is and we know what components make up engagement, the next step is to talk about how do we actually go about creating engagement. But before we get into the exercises, there are a few prerequisites that you need to have in place first. So here are three questions you need to ask yourself. So question number one is, are you sitting straight? Now, just as the horse needs to be straight, so do you as the rider. So first of all, make sure that you are sitting correctly in the saddle and that your aids are clear and well timed. After all, your horse can only respond to what you ask of him, so it's your job to make sure that he understands what you want. Now, question number two is, do you have an elastic contact? Now, when you generate more power from the horse's hindquarters, he should move more forwards and upwards with a lighter shoulder, more elastic steps, and a bigger, more expressive stride. But the horse will only be able to do that if you have an elastic contact. Because if your hand is fixed and blocking, the horse will feel as though he's been ridden into a brick wall. And this can create tension, a shortened neck, and evasion of the contact as the horse looks for ways to escape the increased pressure that is being placed on his mouth. And lastly, question number three is, does your horse respond to the harfault? Because your horse must understand and respond obediently to the harfault before you can effectively increase the engagement. Now, once the horse understands the harfault, then you can use it to help balance him, which will ultimately help you to develop the horse's weight-carrying ability, and therefore his engagement. So once you can answer yes to all of those three questions, you can then move on to the exercises. So here are some tools to help you increase engagement. So the first one is transitions. Now, every schooling session should include hundreds of transitions. Now, every time you ride a correct transition, you're helping to make the horse more uphill and better balanced. Now, focus on the quality of the transitions and ride them diligently. Think carefully about your aids and feel how your horse responds. For example, if you feel the hindquarters swing in during the transition, the horse won't be able to take the weight behind. In the same instance, if you feel the horse is not working through his back into a soft and elastic contact, he won't be able to step through and make use of his hind legs. So it's up to you to identify these issues and then adjust your aids accordingly to correct the horse and improve the effectiveness of the transitions that you're riding. Now, in the beginning, you'll probably ride progressive transitions, focusing on keeping the horse's balance. Now, as the horse becomes stronger and the components of engagement become more refined, you can then make the transitions more direct. Now, the next exercise to improve engagement is circles. Now, circles of different sizes are extremely useful in developing more engagement, because riding circles help to develop suppleness through the back, which is the longitudinal suppleness that we were talking about, but it also helps with side-to-side suppleness, which is lateral suppleness. They also help to bring the horse's inside hind leg more underneath him so that he takes more weight on his hindquarters and therefore becomes more engaged. Now, if you have a young horse or one that's been trained from another discipline, such as a racehorse, then you need to start by working him around large circles and turns. And then as the suppleness, the bend and the balance improve, you can then make the circle smaller, which will in turn develop more engagement. Now, the last exercise is lateral work. Now, lateral exercises, such as shoulder in and leg yield, Encourage the horse to step more underneath his body with his inside hind leg, helping him to take more weight onto his hind quarters and therefore develop suppleness in the joints. Now, lateral exercises also help the horse work more into the contact, improve straightness and improve suppleness. Also, if you have a hot horse that tends to run away with you, then riding shoulder fore or shoulder in can be an excellent way of controlling the essential forward movement without the horse losing his balance and without having to rely too much on the restraining aids. Now, if you're not quite sure where to start when it comes to lateral exercises, we do have a podcast episode and an article on each lateral movement individually. However, to help get you started, search for one which is titled How to Introduce Lateral Work, and this podcast episode goes over the correct order in which you should introduce lateral work, as well as give you information on how to ride each one of them. So that's an ideal one for you to get started with. But coming back to this podcast episode and the topic of engagement, we've got one last note for you, and this is very important, and that is that you must take your time. Because improving your horse's engagement is a gradual process that cannot be rushed. Your horse needs time to develop the necessary strength and balance that engagement requires. It will never happen overnight. Now, the journey is never ending, and once you begin working on engagement, you will never finish. There is always room for improvement because you can never have too much. So to wrap this episode up, when the horse is working with good engagement, he will feel loose through his back, his balance will be uphill, all the transitions will be smooth and balanced, and the steps will be elastic, through and expressive. Now, to increase your horse's engagement, work on a combination of correctly ridden transitions, circles and lateral exercises, all whilst making use of the half halt. Now, the end result is a horse that will be more pleasurable to ride, easier to manoeuvre, and one that will stay sounder for longer. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips and exercises that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our training diaries, our free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.